Now more on a story we've been following here on Day to Day, avian flu. It's changing the traditional way of life for some Yupik Eskimos in western Alaska. A lot of them rely on hunting walrus and seal and migrating birds for fresh meat and to stock their freezers for the next winter. This summer, fears over avian flu have convinced some hunters to stay away from the wild birds. Alaska Public Radio Network's Annie Feit reports.
On a calm, clear day recently, more than a dozen hunting crews headed out in sturdy aluminum boats with outboard motors. By the time they return home, it's late, after 10 p.m., but the sun is still shining and villagers drive down to the gravel beach on their ATVs to greet the hunters.
What did you guys get?
Birds. Look.
The crews were hoping to find walrus, but instead, several species of bird lie in the bottom of each boat. Gamble is home to millions of birds in early summer, and it's the first stop in the U.S. for many species migrating from Asia. This year, it's an important sampling site for H5N1, the deadly strain of avian flu.
Okay, this guy, we have to look him up, because there's not a whole lot of feathers.
Lisa Andriano and Mike Walgren are U.S. Fish and Wildlife volunteers in Gamble this month, sampling recently killed birds.
That's a brant.
Yeah, it looks like it. It looks like a
brant goose. Yeah. That's our first one.
We gotta look this one up, though. I think it's an eider.
They're part of an effort that's taking place at more than 50 sites across Alaska. Because it's so close to Asia, Alaska is a potential entry point for H5N1 along the migratory bird flyway. Andriano and Walgren take fecal swabs from each bird, then snip feather samples.
Secondary coverts.
There you go, one.
Top chest.
The virus is mainly caught through handling live birds. So far, almost all the human cases have involved domestic poultry, chickens and farm ducks, not wild birds. Still, Andriano spends a lot of time explaining to local hunters that they can eat what they kill.
They get really nervous. I guess six people just died recently in Indonesia, and so someone here on the island told us that. And like, don't stop hunting. If they stop hunting, then they have to pay for food here, and food in the market is ridiculously expensive.
To make her point, Andriano has even started cooking up wild bird stew with some of the meat the hunters don't want. Back at the beach, hunter Brian Aningiu and his son are trying to find Andriano and Walgren to take samples from birds they killed out on the water. Aningiu says all the talk in town about avian flu this year has him and others worried. He's not even sure he'll eat the birds he just shot.
Got some people pretty nervous. I mean, they don't know what to expect. Might catch the flu or could be a rumor.
Have you changed how you hunt at all?
Yeah, I don't even want to eat birds anymore. So many people talking about it, it's just freaking me out.
But older hunters on the island aren't too concerned. 69-year-old Clement Ungott believes they're not going to be eating birds with the virus anyway.
We hunt what we think is healthy birds. We notice any bird that has a sickness in them or sicklings, they're pretty lean. We don't care for those.
Whether or not they're eating birds this year, everyone in Gamble is anxious to know the H5N1 test results. The first batch of more than 350 samples is being analyzed in a Wisconsin lab, a process that takes about a week. So far, there have been no known positive tests for the virus in Alaska or anywhere else in the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Annie Feit.